All this for a few headlines. And in theory, the clock started counting down to this day nearly a decade ago. 2005, and a complaint from the Royal Courts after a story about a knee injury sustained by Prince William pops up in the news of the world. They say phone hacking. The police launch an investigation. 2 years later, royal editor Clive Goodman and private detective Glenn Mulcair are found guilty and imprisoned. The editor of the News of the World, Andy Coulson, resigns. He becomes head of communications for the Tories a few months later. Meanwhile, lawyers for the company say there was no evidence that top execs were aware of phone hacking, the actions, they say, of a single rogue reporter. The years pass. 2009, and The Guardian reports that thousands of high-profile figures had their phones hacked by News of the World whilst Coulson was editor. An inquiry was started. Coulson was called before MPs.
I never condone the use of phone hacking, and nor do I have any recollection of incidences where phone hacking took place.
Scotland Yard say no investigation is needed. The Press Complaints Commission report says there was no evidence of widespread hacking. Another year ticks by. 2010.
Her Majesty the Queen has asked me to form a new government, and I have accepted.
Coulson becomes Number 10's head of communications. A few months later, he's interviewed by police as a witness to phone hacking claims. He's not cautioned or arrested. The CPS announces no further charges will be brought. But just a month later, he resigns.
Well, I'm obviously very sorry to see him go, because he did a very good job. Obviously, he resigned at the time, and I've always felt he's been punished for the same offence twice.
People are now starting to talk. Sienna Miller tells the police she was hacked. The Met opens an investigation, Operation Wheating. John Prescott, ex-Scotland Yard commander Brian Paddock, and former senior Scotland Yard officer Ali Desai are told they could be victims. Payments apparently made to the police by News of the World are investigated. More journalists are arrested. So far, this is contained primarily to politicians and police, until on July the 4th, 2011, it's revealed that Millie Dowler, a 13-year-old brutally murdered, had her voicemails intercepted.
It's distress heaped upon tragedy to learn that the News of the World had no humanity at such a terrible time. The fact that they were prepared to act in such a heinous way that could have jeopardised a police investigation and give the parents false hope is despicable.
This is a truly dreadful act and a truly dreadful situation.
3 days later, the News of the World is closed down. The Commons Culture, Media and Sport Committee holds a hearing to which Rupert Murdoch, amongst others, are required to attend.
I would just like to say one sentence. This is the most humble day of my life.
Heads begin to roll. Brooks resigns from News Corporation, the head of the Met and his assistant quit. The PM cuts short a trip to Africa to deal with the growing crisis. Both Brooks and Coulson are arrested. The Leveson inquiry into the culture and practices of the press is set up.
Neighbours would tell me there's people outside with cameras again, in cars. So it would happen frequently, and sometimes I'd be followed by those people in their cars.
Rebecca Brooks and Andy Coulson, they're the scum of journalism for trying to drop me and all my colleagues in it.
It heard from celebrities, journalists and politicians, but it was Millie Dowler's parents who provided the most compelling testimony.
We'd gone up to the Bird's Eye building to look at the CCTV, and we were sitting downstairs in reception, and I rang her phone.
Yes.
And it clicked through onto her voicemail, so I heard her voice.
Yes.
And I was, it was just like, she's picked up her voicemails, Bob, she's alive! And I was just, it was then, really. When we were told about the hacking, that is the first thing I thought.
The trial of Brooks, Coulson and others began in October last year. It's been one of the longest in criminal history. This sorry saga has now drawn to a close. The clock stopped. All that for a few headlines.